This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol will go public with its findings beginning tomorrow night, Thursday night, in prime time.
I'm Mike Gracia reporting. A documentarian who was following the Proud Boys is to be among the first witnesses at the January 6th hearing. Among other witnesses expected to testify will be U.S. Capitol Officer Caroline Edwards, who was seriously injured in the riot. The session will be the first of multiple hearings this month as lawmakers focus on the events of that day, the planning behind the attack, and then-President Donald Trump's actions while the mob of his supporters broke into the Capitol. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Actor Matthew McConaughey was at the White House yesterday, and he called on Congress to pass gun control legislation in honor of those killed in Uvalde, Texas, his hometown. He says there is room for compromise on gun issues.
Because I promise you, America, you and me, we are not as divided as we are being told we are.
The school district police chief criticized for waiting too long before ordering law enforcement to confront and kill the gunman during the bloodbath in Uvalde did not appear at a Uvalde City Council meeting, despite being newly elected to the council. Police Chief Pete Arredondo wasn't at the brief meeting on Tuesday. The mayor says he's unable to explain that. California Governor Gavin Newsom faces a little-known Republican state senator in the November general election. Newsom overwhelmed the field in Tuesday's primary. San Francisco residents voted overwhelmingly to recall progressive District Attorney Chesa Boudin. It was a heated campaign that divided Democrats on issues of crime, policing, and public safety reform. Gas is now $6.39 a gallon in California. The national average is $4.95 a gallon. This is AP News. Now to the latest on Russia and the war in Ukraine. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has this. Word of what Turkey is doing.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is expected to hold talks with Turkish officials on a plan that could allow Ukraine to export its grain through the Black Sea to global markets amid an escalating food crisis. Lavrov arrived in Turkey days after some NATO members reportedly refused to allow his plane to fly through their airspace to reach Serbia. Lavrov, however, was able to fly directly to Turkey over the Black Sea. Turkey wants a UN-led mechanism that would create a secure corridor for the shipment of Ukrainian grain and then for Russia to export food and fertilizer. In the talks, Lavrov's also expected to focus on Turkey's plan to launch a new cross-border offensive in northern Syria against Syrian Kurdish militia that Ankara considers to be a security threat. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.